Here's somebody who does know about food. Restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune on Wednesdays joins us. That's at this time, Phil Vitale. He's on the phone today. Hi, Phil. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm great. Thank you.
Good to hear your voice. Last week when you visited with us, right at the end of the show, we got a flood of text messages and email from people in our Flash Fry segment, and they said, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? Did you take those notes with you?
I did. I took them to heart.
Did you do your homework, Phil?
I did.
Can we do it at the top then and just kind of work our way down, and then we'll go to your Mercato Cucina review?
Absolutely.
Who has the best hot dog?
That was my easy one. Basically nobody. There are maybe three
different types
of hot dogs in the
Chicago. I thought you were going to work on this for me. That does not sound like someone who did their homework.
I'm going to say, there are about three different kinds of hot dogs available in hot dog stores around in the entire Chicago area. You know, it's Vienna Beef or it's Red Hots or that. So I prefer Vienna Beef. So if a place does Vienna Beef, that's going to be on my list. But depending, the best hot dog for me is probably the one that's close by when I'm going to or when I want one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drive past Big Guys in Berwyn just to get to Superdog.
Right.
I'm not going to leave the city necessarily to get up to Gene and Jude's, even though I like it. I think Wiener Circle does a great job. Portillo's, you're never more than 25 minutes from a Portillo's, I don't think, in this market. I'm fond of all of those Wolfies, Jimmy's Red Hots, Devil Dogs. They all do a fine job, and they all do basically the same job. They're working off the same basic hot dog. They're using a steamed bun. They're using the traditional toppings. If you want something a little different, I would send you over to Duck Inn in Bridgeport for the duck fat hot dogs, which are a combination of pork and duck in them, which are very good. Or to Center Field in Wrigley, where the hot dogs kiosk is, where you can get three different types of dogs, sometimes they're Polish and sometimes they're brats, named for old Cubs players.
That is the only hot dog that has disappointed me in the city this year. Your first point I completely concur with. I've never gone to a hot dog stand and thought, oh, gee, that wasn't very good. It's a hot dog with mustard and relish and some celery sauce and its seeds, and it's terrific. But the one at Hot Dogs in Center Field, at Wrigley Field, I got their specialty hot dog. It's all the rage. I don't even remember what it was called now, who it was named after. It was a disaster.
Really?
Yeah, well, you're the restaurant critic, and everybody gets to be their own judge. But
right. Well,
I thought it was
a fun thing. You pay your money. It's your money. You've made your choice. You get to criticize it. Doug's son will be heartbroken, I'm sure. But we still have to, you know, he does change it up. So the hot dog you get that's available on one homestand probably won't be available two homestands hence.
Well, I might be there tonight, so we'll see. Hey,
yeah, we're about out of homestands, aren't we? So we got games. We got games all week through Sunday, and then it's see you in April, unless we get a home playoff.
See you in April. What are you talking about? They're going to be playing in October in Chicago.
Sure, probably several times.
Hey, Phil, where should I take my son for steak on his 18th birthday?
Yeah, steakhouse. You know, Chicago has great steakhouses for sure. And I'm thinking of an 18-year-old. I mean, usually I look at a steakhouse and I start thinking, well, what's the wine list like? But with an 18th birthday, we don't care what the wine list is like. This poor lad is not going to have anything to drink. So I would say for glitz and star power, I would send him to RPM Steak, 66 West Kinsey in River North. It's very glitzy. It's on two levels. I walked in there the first time and I thought, man, I should have brought my tuxedo because it's that cool and refined there. And the beef, of course, is first rate. You can get that at other places as well. But that would be, if I'm going to dazzle somebody on a birthday, I think I would do RPM Steak.
Phil, where's a fun, unique, affordable date night in the Northwest Burbs?
That one drove me nuts because the Northwest Burbs probably encompasses 20 square miles or whatever it is. So I took some assumptions, and so first I thought is Yu's Mandarin, which is in Schaumburg on Gulf Road. there. It's a colorful Chinese restaurant, although the menu is not complete, you know, is not 100% Chinese. But one of the things they do is they hand pull their own noodles. And on weekends, where I'm assuming this first date is taking place, they will do hand pulling noodle demonstrations that you can see from the dining room. And that is definitely kind of fun, and it's not going to be terribly expensive.
Yeah.
And it's colorful, and it's real nice inside.
Well, who doesn't want a hand pulled noodle on a first date? So that's nice to hear.
Right. Well, you got to watch these guys do it. It's pretty theatrical.
Mm-hmm.
Also in Arlington Heights, a restaurant called Shaku. They've got several locations, actually. I pounced on this one in the northwest suburbs, and that's a sushi specialist. Very upscale, contemporary decor, suitable for a first date. Very nice.
What about this?
Third choice, Osteria Truly, also Arlington Heights on Hints Road, more in the rustic, theatrical Italian kind of way, faux walls and things like that, but solid Italian food. And in the same vein, Agio Italian Bistro in Palatine, one of my favorite Italian restaurants in the suburbs.
Northwest Burbs, unique, affordable, fun date night restaurants from Phil Vitale. We'll post all of these answers on my Facebook page after the show. I'm WGN King John. If you're not taking notes, John, a good cocktail. Where should we take them? They want some good beef, too, so I guess this is maybe
beef
a steakhouse.
Yeah, we're back to steakhouses with these guys in the West Coast. They had West Coast friends they wanted to take out for beef and cocktails. RPM I would double up on. I also, again, because of the cocktail thing, I love the way they handle cocktails and wine at Maple and Ash in the Gold Coast. So that's another one. And then for the offbeat one, where you'll have a lot of fun and it's a little more intimate, would be Burf House at 1012 Northwestern Avenue. That's a small place. They don't really have a whole lot of steaks on the menu, only three or four. So there are more things to eat because he said, the caller said that the West Coast friends were, quote, not afraid of beef, unquote. So it made me think that non-steak options were still on the table for them.
Yeah.
So for the more varied menu and the cocktail, and they treat their cocktails with respect there, Burf House at 1012 Northwestern Avenue.
How do you spell that, Phil?
The Frenchie way, BOEUFHAUS.
Burf House. I see. All right.
Actually, it's more German than French now that I'm looking at it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, let's do this. I'm going to play a commercial, come back and give us, by the way, Phil found a Mexican restaurant that's new, that is fabulous, that's in a place you might not expect to find it. Now, where is that? This new Mexican place. Hold on. That's what you are going to tell us after this. Lots of texts, many of them commenting about noodles for some strange reason. And also somebody wanted to know if Phil's ever eaten at Pink's. I don't know that restaurant. Do you know Pink's, Phil Vitale?
It is a legendary hot dog stand in Los Angeles.
Oh, a hot dog stand in L.A. And you were at the one in Las Vegas, do I understand
right? They opened one in Las Vegas, and I went there.
Was it worth flying to Vegas for, by the way?
No, nor was it worth flying even farther to Los Angeles, in my humble opinion.
Yes.
But I just had the one, and even the Pink's devotees that I've listened to or read seem to think that the shakes are why you go in there and not so much the hot dog.
What's the place that serves them with coleslaw and white bread in Atlanta outside of the ballpark, not too far from where the Braves play? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
I'm going to think of that, and we'll talk about that next week. Mercado Cucina is in Glenview, the Glen Gateway Shops. Across from the North Glenview Metro Station has a pretty good Mexican restaurant that's new, huh, Phil?
Yeah, it's a funny little location because when you're standing right there, it's almost like there's nothing else around. You look to the south, you look to the north, it's kind of desolate. Now you drive another quarter mile and all of a sudden you see houses again and all the rest of it, but it's kind of a sort of out of the way area, unless you live in the North Shore and you're there all the time, I suppose. But there was Chef Yanitzin Sanchez, who prior to that had two restaurants in Chicago. Both her place Mas and her place Sabor Sever, and then she had a place called Cine out in Hinsdale for a while. And now she's back out in the suburbs, she said, mostly because she thought downtown was too saturated in terms of Mexican cooking.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you give it 2 stars. The nice thing about
she's very good.
Yeah, and the nice thing about good Mexican food is it doesn't run as maybe expensively as say the steaks that we were talking about earlier. For sure, main
Nowhere
course.
Close.
Yeah, main course
is close.
$15 to $26. So if you're Glenview and that area, lucky you, you've got Mercado Cucina across from the train station there, the metro station, and that's good news for those folks. I'm out of time today, Phil, but I really appreciate your going back and answering all of those questions. If you've got one for Phil next week, text it now, 312-981-7200, and we'll get you an answer on Wednesday. Thank you,
Keep me busy.
Thank you, Mr. Vitale. It's always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you, sir.